AEC, Australian Electoral Commission, your official guide to the 2019 federal election. Producer's note. This recording lasts for approximately 20 minutes. The contents are as follows. This audio introduction. Part 1, introduction. Part 2, what if I can't make it on election day? Part 3, how do I vote in person on election day? Part 4, how to make your vote count. Part 5, accessible information. And the closing announcement. End producer's note. Part 1, introduction. A federal election will be held on Saturday, 18th of May 2019. Voting is compulsory for Australian citizens aged 18 years and older. If you don't vote, you may be prosecuted. If you vote more than once, it is a criminal offence. This guide has been created to provide assistance to Australian voters who live with disability or mobility restrictions. If you have a disability or need assistance to vote, this is available at each polling place. Staff working at polling places have been trained to assist you. If you are unable to go to a polling place, you may be able to vote by post. There is more information on voting by post in Part 2 of this guide. If you are blind or have low vision, you may be able to vote by telephone. There is more information on telephone voting in Part 2 of this guide. Has my electoral division changed? There are now 151 federal electoral divisions, including two new divisions. Some divisions have been renamed, and the boundaries of many have changed since the last federal election. You can check which electoral division you live in by searching online at www.aec.gov.au/electorate. If you are not sure of your enrolment details, you can check them online at www.aec.gov.au/check. or by calling the Australian Electoral Commission, AEC, on 132326. Part 2. What if I can't make it on election day? If you can't make it to a polling place in your state or territory on election day, you may be eligible to vote early. You can vote before election day at any early voting centre in Australia. Early voting centres open from Monday 29th of April 2019 and are available until Friday 17th of May 2019. Opening dates and times vary, so go online to www.aec.gov.au/where to check the details. Accessibility of early voting centres. Each early voting centre is given an accessibility rating to assist people with disability or mobility restrictions. You can check the accessibility rating and details of polling places online at www.aec.gov.au/where. You can click on the rating listed against each polling place to find out more about its specific accessibility features. For more information, including on early voting eligibility, go online to www.aec.gov.au/voting or call 132326. Voting from overseas. If you are currently overseas, you may vote at an Australian Overseas Voting Centre. For more information, go online to www.aec.gov.au or call the AEC on +61 2 6160 2600. Mobile voting teams. If you live in a remote area or are in hospital or aged care, a mobile voting team may come to your area. For more information, go online to www.aec.gov.au/where or call the AEC on 132326 to find out where mobile voting teams will be. Voting by post. You can apply for a postal vote online at www.aec.gov.au/PVA. Application forms are also available from AEC offices. To find your closest AEC office, go online to www.aec.gov.au/contact or call the AEC on 132326. Send your application to the AEC as soon as possible to reach us no later than 6 p.m. Wednesday, 15th of May, 2019. For more information, an easy read guide called How to Vote by Mail is available online at www.aec.gov.au/assistance. Telephone voting. Voters who are blind or have low vision can cast a vote by telephone from any location by calling 1-800-913-993. Telephone voting is a simple two-step process and AEC voting assistants are available to assist you. Step 1. Call to register. Telephone voting registration is available on weekdays between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. AEST from Friday 26th of April 2019 until Friday 17th of May 2019. It is also available from 8 a.m. to 12 midday AEST on Saturday 18th of May 2019. You will be asked questions to check your details on the electoral roll and to choose a PIN. You will then receive a telephone voting registration number by your choice of an email, SMS, phone call or mail. Step 2. Call to vote. Telephone voting is available on weekdays between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. AEST from Monday 29th of April 2019 until Friday 17th of May 2019. It will also be available from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. AEST on Saturday 18th of May 2019. Once you have received your registration number and chosen your PIN, you will need to call 1-800-913-993 to cast your vote. When you call, you do not need to give your name, as your telephone voting registration and PIN numbers will be used to mark you off the electoral roll. An AEC voting assistant will record your vote. A second voting assistant will ensure your vote is recorded as you intended. Your vote remains secret because the AEC voting assistant will not know your name or address. Once your vote is complete, the voting assistant will place the ballot paper into a secure ballot box. Part 3. How do I vote in person on election day? If you are able to go to a polling place on election day, Saturday, 18th of May 2019, please note that polling places open at 8 a.m. and close at 6 p.m. sharp. You can vote at any polling place in your state or territory on election day. Polling places are usually located at local schools, churches, community halls, or public buildings. To find your nearest polling place, go online to www.aec.gov.au/where or call the AEC on 132326 for assistance to find a polling place near you. Details of polling places will also be published in major metropolitan newspapers the day before Election Day. Accessibility of polling places. Each polling place is given an accessibility rating to assist people with disability and mobility restrictions. You can check the accessibility rating and details of polling places online at www.aec.gov.au/where. You can click on the rating listed against each polling place to find out more about its specific accessibility features. If you need assistance to vote at a polling place, you can ask someone there to help you. Polling place staff are trained to assist you, or you can nominate any person, other than a candidate, to help you. This could be a friend or relative. If you do not nominate someone, then the polling official in charge may provide assistance. What happens at the polling place? Outside the polling place, people may offer to give you how-to-vote cards, suggesting you vote in a particular way. You do not have to accept or follow the how-to-vote cards. Who you vote for is your decision. 1. Once you are inside the polling place, a polling official will ask for your full name and address, and if you have voted before in the 2019 federal election. Your name will then be marked off the electoral roll. 2. You'll be given two ballot papers, a small green-coloured ballot paper for the House of Representatives and a large white-coloured ballot paper for the Senate. Take them to one of the cardboard voting screens. If you are able to, carefully read the instructions on the ballot paper. If not, a polling place staff member or your nominated assistant can read out the instructions to you. 3. Complete your ballot papers. Part 4 of this guide has instructions on how to do this. If you have nominated an assistant, this person can read the content of the ballot papers out to you and then completes them according to your choices. 4. Once you have completed your ballot papers, fold them and place in the ballot boxes provided. Remember, if you need help, you can ask a polling official. For more information, an easy read guide called How to Vote at a Polling Place is available online at www.aec.gov.au/assistance. Interstate on Election Day. If you'll be interstate on Election Day, you can vote at a designated early voting centre or consider the early voting options described in Part 2. To find an early voting centre, go online to www.aec.gov.au/where or call the AEC on 132326 for assistance to find an interstate voting centre near you. Part 4. How to make your vote count. At the polling place, you will receive two ballot papers, a small green-coloured one for the House of Representatives and a large white-coloured one for the Senate. You must complete both ballot papers. On the small green-coloured ballot paper, you are voting for a representative of your local area or electorate in the House of Representatives. On the large white-coloured ballot paper, you are voting for representatives of your state or territory in the Senate. House of Representatives. On the small green-coloured ballot paper, you must number every box in the order of your choice. Put the number 1 in the box for the candidate that is your first choice, a 2 for your second choice, and so on until you've numbered every box. Senate. On the white-coloured ballot paper, you have a choice of two ways to vote, either above the line or below the line. If you choose to vote above the line, you need to number at least 6 boxes. Put the number 1 in the box for the party or group that is your first choice, a 2 for your second choice, and so on, until you've numbered at least 6 boxes. You can continue to place numbers in the order of your choice in as many boxes above the line as you like. If you choose to vote below the line, you need to number at least 12 boxes, from 1 to 12, for individual candidates in the order of your choice. You can continue to place numbers in the order of your choice in as many boxes below the line as you like. Don't worry if you make a mistake. You can ask for another ballot paper and start again. You can practice voting online at www.aec.gov.au /practice, that's practice, hyphen, voting. Part 5. Accessible information. List of candidates. The lists of candidates contesting the federal election are now available. You can listen to the list of candidates online at www.aec.gov.au by using the Read Speaker application available on the AEC's website, which can read the content aloud. You can also save content from the AEC's website, including the list of candidates, as an MP3 file by using this application. Or you can request a copy of a list of candidates to be sent to you in an audio, e-text, large print or braille format by calling the AEC on 132326. Other accessible formats of this guide. This guide is also available in other accessible formats. You can download an audio MP3, e-text, or a large print PDF format online at www.aec.gov.au/assistance. Or you can call the AEC on 132326 to have an audio, braille, e-text, or large print format sent to you. Other assistance. Easy read guides on how to enroll, how to vote by mail, and how to vote in person are available online at www.aec.gov.au/assistance. People who are deaf or have a hearing or speech disability can contact the AEC through the National Relay Service, NRS. TTY users phone 133677 and quote 132326. Speak and listen users phone 1300 555 727 and quote 132326. Internet relay users connect to the NRS, then ask for 132326. Translated versions of this guide can be downloaded online from www.aec.gov.au/translated. For information about voting and elections in other languages, call the number listed next to your preferred language. The following is a list of phone numbers ordered alphabetically by language. Arabic, 1300 720 132. Cantonese, 1300 720 135. Croatian, 1300 720 136. Greek, 1300 720 137. Italian, 1300 720 138. Khmer, 1300 720 134. Korean, 1300 720 468. Macedonian, 1300 720 139. Mandarin, 1300 720 142. Polish, 1300 720 143. Portuguese, 1300 720 145. Russian, 1300 720 146. Serbian, 1300 720 147. Spanish, 1300 720 148. Turkish, 1300 720 149. Vietnamese, 1300 720 152. Other languages, 1300 720 153. This is the end of the guide. Authorised by the Electoral Commissioner, 50 Marcus Clark Street, Canberra. Closing announcement. That is the end of your official guide to the 2019 federal election. This recording was made for the Australian Electoral Commission by Accessible Information Solutions of Vision Australia in April 2019. Your narrator has been Julie Horton. This is the end of the recording.